Hey everyone, welcome back to the Camera Shack Podcast. I'm your host, Logan, and today we're going to be talking about a little cool thing that happened in downtown Waynesville. So, if you don't know where Waynesville is, it's right next to the Ohio Renaissance Festival. It's a city, and there, I think it's the business committee. They have like a joint venture called the Literary Adventures. And I think it's every month they put on a different themed weekend. And so for October or November, they put on a little thing for Lord of the Rings. So everything was like kind of Lord of the Rings themed. So we had a good time. We went down and we made a video from it. So I'm just going to be using this episode to talk about what happened during that whole adventure and some of the stuff that we did. So to start off, the main video is hosted by my friend Charlie, and he was dressed cosplaying as Rassand from a book series, and there was him and two other people, Steven and Travis, and together they made the Bat Boys. The main purpose of the video was just basically a little ride along with the Bat Boys as they explored the Lord of the Rings area. So just to kind of break down the actual elements of the video, we have a little segment where they're getting ready. They're putting everyone's wings on. And then there's some bits about roll your destiny. And roll your destiny is a... it's basically like a RPG quest adventure thing that's like in real life. So they have NPC, you know, air quote NPCs around, you know, the village or location. You can go and get your quest from the main quest giver. And then there's different tasks throughout the area for you to do. And they had one of the Bat Boys, I guess they had the Bat, not one, but all of them, fill in for the orcs temporarily in the morning. So the orcs weren't there yet, and they were one of the people who were doing one of the quests. And so that's where the next part of the video then is like the gold leaf defense. So I think there is a whole bunch of different places where you could get gold leaves, and one of them is you're supposed to get around orcs and then get the gold leaves. So while they waited for the orcs to show up, we had the Bat Boys there doing it. After that, we had lunch at Mama Fina's, which was a Mexican restaurant. Then the orc showed up, and then we went over and did the Hobbit Hoedown. So the Hobbit Hoedown, they they're part of LARPshire. So LARPshire has two main events each year, which is a LARP. Then they have a hoedown. And so at the Leary Adventures event, to help promote the hoedown, they were basically having a segment where they were teaching everyone how to do different dances. And so there's a little segment for that in the video. Then after the hoedown, another one of the events was they had a Orcs versus Rangers LARP battle. In the video, there's only like 3 seconds of it. And this is because, I don't know, we were late for some reason. I think we just didn't realize when exactly it was happening. And so every single person in the whole downtown showed up to the LARP battle and were completely lining shoulder to shoulder with the street. So in order to get any good of a camera angle, you had to walk all the way down the end of the street. And by the time we actually were able to walk down there, they're basically done fighting. But what we did see over people's heads, it was a pretty cool little thing they did. Then, that's pretty much the whole day in a nutshell. We were basically just walking up and down the street all day, you know, saying hi to people, recording some videos and stuff like that. And it was a cool little adventure. So that's kind of the recap of the video itself. Now, of course, this is a podcast about me rambling. So I figured I better ramble about what the video title is, camera. So I'm going to talk about what I actually did to film the video. So I think we'll start off simple. The camera was a mirrorless Canon camera. And for the actual lens, I'm almost certain every shot is shot on a 24 to 70 f2.8. I don't know that, I don't know what f-stop it was shot at, but I'm assuming it's closer to f8. If I had to guess, a lot of the shots don't have a lot of depth of field, and I'm pretty sure I remember shooting it at a lower, or at a depth of field that's closer to f8 than f2. And that was just because we were constantly walking around. Lots of people in the shots, I did not want to try to spend all day trying to focus as we went out through the whole thing. I don't really use that lens for a lot of videos recently, but it still is a good lens. I have no qualms or issues with that lens for shooting video events. And really, I think as long as you don't want a more stylized look, it's actually a really great lens for that. Let's see here. So we can talk about the color grading. I don't remember how I color graded this footage per se, but I used DaVinci Resolve, and I usually shoot Rec 709 in camera. And I'm almost certain this was, I'm 99.9% sure this shot Rec 709 in camera. Then this is probably a LUT that I just had that, because for a while I was using a custom LUT, and since we're going back in time with this episode, I don't particularly remember a year ago what LUT I was using, but I think it's just some LUT I applied onto it. There wasn't really much color grading involved. It's just kind of that LUT, on top of the Canon colors. And overall, I think the color grade is pretty good. There's definitely some things throughout the video where I think the colors could have been a little bit better. I think it's a more dingy look to it. Maybe dingy is the wrong word, but more of a dingy look, I guess, which is okay. I think that really kind of goes with the vibe. And I think when I say that, I mean the blacks have a more flat color to them and a more, I guess, serious tone to it. There's a lot more green in the colors compared to maybe some of the stuff that I kind of color grade now. And, you know, I think that there's nothing wrong with this color grade at all. And I'm overall happy with it. I like how the video turned out. It is probably slightly too long, 15 minutes, but I'm okay with that. On my channel, I don't really have a time limit, so I just kind of edit the video however long I want to edit it and make the video however I want. So there you go. Now that kind of covers everything that I wanted to mainly talk about. And now I can cover some of my great, I have a list of questions for myself. I did not go in with a plan for how we wanted to shoot it or a schedule or anything like that. We had a list of events that were happening and one or two events where the Bat Boys need to show up to like say hi or take photos with stuff like that. And so other than that, it was just kind of walk wherever, just kind of film whatever you want to film. And everything was just very impromptu. We were just like with the segments of the orcs, we just walked up and said, hey, do you want to do a quick segment? And we just kind of ran with it. There weren't really any big challenges with like the lighting or the weather. I think it was mostly overcast-ish or sunny, one of the two, for most of the day. And so we didn't have to worry about, I don't remember worrying about anything like rain or anything like that. And then as far as lighting, everything was outdoors, except for when we were eating lunch, that was indoors, but it was pretty well lit in there, so that was all great. Mic setup. This is a great question. So for the microphone, this would be the Rode Video Mic. The one that's red, it's like a red tube with the black wind filter. And it's a great mic. You can hear as they're talking. Everything in the video is shot using that microphone. I definitely say that if you want to shoot videos like this video, that it's definitely a great microphone to use. And it makes it really easy to just get videos of people talking, like right in the moment, you know, stuff like that. Where like a lapel, you gotta stop, you have to make sure you hand over to people, you gotta set it all up, they gotta hold it, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it definitely helps streamline that process a lot. I don't think they've announced the Lord of the Rings event, if they're gonna do it again this year. But if they do it, I would definitely be open to going back. I don't know how that would look or anything like that. They have done more monthly events since this Lord of the Rings event, and I have been to a few of those. I don't know that I recorded video at any of the other ones. I definitely took photos at the one they had the month before this Lord of the Rings one. I'm looking real fast. I'm almost certain that I did not record. If I record video, I didn't make a video out of it. So I may have just not been able to go to any. Maybe I haven't gotten any since the Lord. I definitely have gotten at least one since the Lord of the Ring one. I don't remember what it was. I must have took just photos. I don't remember. Sorry. It's been too long. Let's see here. Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up for all my thoughts about this video. Now, I did not. They had the Hobbit Hoedown 2022. For Hobbit Hoedown, this says it was released in November, but the Hobbit Hoedown is in May, so I don't know. It's possible that they had the Hobbit Hoedown before this video, like the event happened. I went to the Hobbit Hoedown. There was a Hobbit Hoedown after this video was made in May, like 6 months later, and I did go to that event. So I will be making a video about my time there, and a podcast episode about my time there. And I did make and publish a video from that Hobbit Hoedown experience. It was a great event. I don't know that I really have anything else to say about this video in particular or any of the other stuff. So I guess if anyone has any questions about Lord of the Rings event in this video, I guess let me know. Just to keep, I guess, we'll do a small segment at the end here talking about other stuff. This was supposed to be a weekly podcast, and let's see here. May 14th was the last published episode, and it is currently July 29th, so 2.5 months, I believe, since the last episode. So don't expect the next episode to come out soon. There might be another episode after this one that comes out soon. But after that, there might be another month gap or three. I'm hoping not. There's still quite a few things that I want to get through and talk about. There's quite a few events I've been going to since I recorded the podcast in May. And I haven't talked about any of those events, quite a few events. So I have no shortage of topics. I just have to actually sit down and record those podcasts. So anyways, hopefully you guys having a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks.